half-heartedly and feebly through their official day. The former are less in need of advice of how to live. At any rate, during their official day of, say, 8 hours, they are really alive. Their engines are giving the full indicated HP. The other 8 hours of working of their day may be badly organised or even frittered away. But it is less disastrous to waste 8 hours a day than 16 hours a day. It is better to have lived a bit than never to have lived at all. The real tragedy is the tragedy of the man who has braced effort neither in the office nor out of it. And to this man, this book is primarily addressed. But, says the other and more fortunate man, although my ordinary programme is bigger than his, I want to exceed my programme too. I am living a bit, I want to live more, but I really can't do another day's work on top of my official day. The fact is, I, the author, ought to have foreseen that I should appeal most strongly to those who already had an interest in existence. It is always the man who has tasted life who demands more of it, and it is always the man who never gets out of bed who is the most difficult to rouse. Well, you of the minority, let us assume that the intensity of your daily money-getting will not allow you to carry out quite all the suggestions in the following pages. Some of the suggestions may yet stand. I admit that you may not be able to use the time spent on the journey home at night, but the suggestion for the journey to the office in the morning is as practical for you as for anybody. And that weekly interval of 40 hours from Saturday to Monday is yours just as much as the other man's, though a slight accumulation of fatigue may prevent you from employing the whole of your HP upon it. There remains, then, the important portion of the 3 or more evenings a week. You tell me flatly that you are too tired to do anything outside your programme at night, in reply to which I tell you flatly that if your ordinary day's work is thus exhausting, then the balance of your life is wrong and must be adjusted. A man's powers ought not to be monopolised by his ordinary day's work. What then is to be done? The obvious thing to do is to circumvent your ardour for your ordinary day's work by a ruse. Employ your engines in something beyond the programme before and not after you employ them on the programme. Briefly, get up earlier in the morning. You say you cannot. You say it is impossible for you to go earlier to bed of a night. To do so would upset the entire household. I do not think it is quite impossible to go to bed earlier at night. I think that if you persist in rising earlier, and the consequence is insufficiency of sleep, you will soon find a way of going to bed earlier. But my impression is that the consequences of rising earlier will not be an insufficiency of sleep. My impression, growing stronger every year, is that sleep is partly a matter of habit and of slackness. I am convinced that most people sleep as long as they do because they are a loss for any other diversion. How much sleep do you think is daily obtained by the powerful, healthy man who rattles up your street in charge of Carter Patterson's van? I have consulted a doctor on this point. He is a doctor who for 24 years has had a large general practice in a large flourishing suburb of London, inhabited by exactly such people as you and me. He is a curt man, and his answer was curt. Most people sleep themselves stupid. He went on to give his opinion that 9 men out of 10 would have better health and more fun out of life if they spent less time in bed. Other doctors have confirmed this judgment, which, of course, does not apply to growing youths. Rise an hour and a half, or even 2 hours earlier, and, if you must, retire earlier when you can. In the matter of exceeding programmes, you will accomplish as much in 1 morning hour as in 2 evening hours. But, you say, I couldn't begin without some food and servants. Surely, my dear sir, in an age where an excellent spirit lamp, including saucepan, can be bought for less than a shilling, you are not going to allow your highest welfare to depend upon the precarious immediate cooperation of a fellow creature. Instruct the fellow creature, whoever she may be, at night. Tell her to put a tray in a suitable position overnight. On that tray, 2 biscuits, a cup and saucer, a box of matches, and a spirit lamp. On the lamp, the saucepan. On the saucepan, the lid, but turned the wrong way up. On the reversed lid, the small...